Hi, I'm Kayla Mejia, and I am here interviewing my twin sister, Anise. We will begin with the first question. If you weren't a twin, how would your life be different?
I feel like if I wasn't a twin, it would be like I just lost my best friend or something, because me and you are always next to each other and always with each other 24/7. So it's like I would be lost without you because, like, you're my best friend. So.
Very important.
Basically, like, I feel like this is important. I don't know if other people would feel like this is important, but, like, not to change yourself, to always be true to yourself, and to make sure that your opinion stays your opinion no matter what other people say, no matter what other people think, and no matter how other people change.
Do you think there's a time or, like, a period of time in a person's life where it might not be, like, you might not follow what you just said, you might not be true to yourself, you might not, have your own opinion?
Probably most definitely middle school, because you're just changing. It's like for some people, you, like, don't have your friends anymore. Like, that's kind of happened with me. Like, you kind of lose your friends from elementary school. Or not lose, but you just don't connect with them as much from elementary school. And you go and you have to try to find new friends. And I feel like some people, in the way to finding new friends, they just change themselves or they change how they act.
Are there any regrets in your life? Do you think that you would change anything, like, is there anything you would want to change in your life?
Probably not. I don't dwell on much. I feel like what happened, and that's all you can do about it. It's not like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that yesterday, or, like, the last year. Like, I don't think about, like, the past. I think about, like, the thing that happened the day before, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing, or I shouldn't have done that. But it's not, like, major, you know? Like, I don't think it's, like, things that, like, are drastic life changes.
So basically, like, if you dwell on the past, you cannot move forward, you can't move on, you can't, like, focus on other things in your life, you'll just keep on being stopped in that moment of time, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so is there anything that you're proud of? Is, like, your proudest accomplishment or moment in your life?
I think probably winning the first and the last competition in drill team, not just because we won first place. It's more like a team thing, and we just bonded with the team at that point. And, like, the competition was so fun, and we would do, we would, like, compete, and then we would, like, just watch other teams and support other teams. And it's just, like, basically a moment or moments with your team that you can, that are just so, like, bonding to each other. And, like, it's just, like, we just bonded on a whole other level. It's just, like, completely different than any other team, I guess.
I feel like once you experience something like that, it's, like, it's something that becomes a part of you, and it's really something that you keep close to you forever. Are the most common questions you are asked as a twin?
Well, for people who don't know that we're twins, or, like, some random people that we just see sometimes, or, like, the cash register at the grocery store, would say, like, are you guys twins, or ask us. Basically, they would just ask us if we're twins because they don't know already, or they assume, but they don't want to, like, assume completely and say, like, oh, hi, are you guys twins? But sometimes they just ask that question, and it kind of gets annoying because we hear it a lot. And then another question is, like, do you enjoy being twins? And sometimes it depends on the day. Sometimes I can be like, I don't really like her. But other days I'm like, you know, I love this girl. But, you know, so it just depends on the day.
What is one bad thing that comes along with being a twin? Something that you think that might just, like, kind of bug you a little bit about being a twin.
I don't think it's that significant because being a twin is just so awesome. But, the thing that I have trouble with as a twin is being compared to her, or her being compared to me. People saying things about you to me that are not so nice, I guess. Or sometimes they are, but I'm just like, you could just go tell her. Or they, like, give me messages to send to you, and I'm like, you could give them to her. But yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. What do you think the future holds for you, and what are your hopes, aspirations, dreams, maybe?
My dreams are, like, my goal in life, more like, is to go to college, obviously, and to get a good education, and to become somewhat of a helping figure in society, like a doctor, a surgeon, a pediatrician, a veterinarian, something of that, like, general aspect, I guess, of life.
So you want to, like, do a job that benefits other people and helps people.
Yeah.
How has being a twin affected your life? Maybe in, like, a bad way or any way that you feel like it has affected you?
Well, I feel like sometimes I just forget about being a twin. It's just, like, it's kind of, like, basically having a sister, but the same age, the same, like, likes and dislikes, and just we have the same goals in life, and we are both responsible, and we both love the same things, so it's basically, like, we're similar people, we're very similar people, so it doesn't really affect my life in a bad way, it definitely affects my life in a good way, so we're, like, basically best friends.
If this was our last conversation, what would you say to me?
Well, hopefully this wouldn't be our last conversation, obviously, but what I would probably say is that, obviously, that I love you so much and that you're my best friend and that you're, like, the most important person in the world to me, but also, like, it just depends how, if like, what way I knew, like, if I was dying, if I was going away, like, it just depends, but I would definitely just say not to dwell on the past and that I obviously love you so much and that if it wasn't, like, it was, if this were our last conversation because you knew I was going to die or something, I would definitely say that to keep on living your life and continue your dreams and strive for the best and always, always, always move forward in life and have amazing aspirations and goals and to not be sad that I'm gone or whatever, but to be happy that you knew me